To speak. Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has called you to be. Today, I have Jamie Gudo, and she has written a really incredible book about her journey. But I'm going to let you hear all about it from Jamie herself. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. The pleasure is mine. Thank you. So tell us a bit about your story and your journey and your book.
Okay. So my name is Jamie Gudo, and I am actually today a licensed professional counselor. But my story does not begin as a counselor. My story actually begins as a mental health patient. So in 1998, I was 28 years old, and I found myself in a mental health hospital in Nevada with four children at home, as well as a husband, and fighting for my sanity. I had been diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder with psychosis, and was absolutely horrified and terrified to find out that my first husband was accurate in telling me that he felt that I was struggling for years with bipolar disorder. I had gotten to the point where I ended up being put on a 72-hour hold because I was suicidal and was very, very depressed. And so in an attempt to prevent me from doing anything like hurting myself, my second husband rushed me to the hospital and had me put on a 72-hour hold, only to find out that I was indeed struggling with bipolar 1 disorder with psychosis. It was devastating. It was scary, but God was in it. And I clung to the Lord during this time because, as I said, I had been fighting so hard to believe that it was not true, only to find out that it was. So that began my journey with mental illness. For about 3 years, I fought the diagnosis. I fought the idea that my doctor was correct. And I would take my medicine as a dutiful wife and mother, only to decide, well, you know what? Jesus healed me. And then I would throw my medicine away and end up hurting myself and going backwards and regressing and having to call my doctor and say, okay, I did it again. I threw my medicine away and I proclaimed myself healed and I'm not healed. Can you please prescribe me more meds? Until about 3.5 years into the journey, my second husband said, if you do it again, I am going to send your three other children who are not his to your first husband. And I'm going to take our son and I'm going to raise him. And you're going to have to do this by yourself. And unfortunately, I had to come to the rude awakening that I was indeed not healed. And I needed to stay on my medicine and I needed to get help. And so I began the journey of wellness, clung to the Lord and said, you're going to have to help me to do this because I don't know where to begin. So I went to my church, begged them for help. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned is that the church is good at some things that are not so good at mental health. I met a few people who were able to help me at least to get to the point where I understood that God was in it and I needed to admit that I was mentally ill. And I needed to take my medicine and I needed to learn coping skills. And so I did, and I fumbled through my way, until a crisis came into my life and my second husband and I also divorced. And I relocated back to Louisiana, which was a blessing because I was then again with my family. My family was very supportive. Didn't start out that way, but they ended up, like me, overcoming the idea that no, she is mentally ill and she needs help. And so we began putting the pieces of my life again back together. And I met my husband now, who helped me to find love for myself and to begin the really intense healing journey that I needed to go through. And I was able to become stable, praise God. I was able to become stable in about 2009. And that stability led to me having a passion for helping other people who were mentally ill. So I ended up using my minor in psychology to push forward and get two master's degrees. And then I became a licensed professional counselor, all the while raising four children and suffering with a mental illness myself. It was about 6 years ago that the Lord mentioned to me in my prayer time that he wanted me to write a memoir of my journey overcoming mental illness and really put a passion in me to help others to become well and to accept that they were also mentally ill and that it was okay, that you could be mentally ill, that you could love the Lord, that you could find healing and you could live a satisfying, stable life. And so that's what my memoir is about, is Lucretia, Memoir of a Manic Woman. And I tell about my story, the depravity, the poor choices, how my mental illness tore apart my first two marriages, how I many times made awful decisions for myself and for my children, and how mental illness, undetected, undiagnosed, untreated, will absolutely destroy your life unless you get help and you embrace God's healing journey. And that's what I did. And that's why today I am very passionate about sharing my story of going from being a mental health patient to actually being a counselor who helps others to embrace their journey and to find the healing that I walk in today.
It's so incredible. Like, what an amazing journey, Jamie. And there's so many humbling moments, so many times of revelation. And it's just, again, and we hear about mental illness for women at many ages, but a lot happens at menopause or that perimenopausal stage because our hormones become out of flux. So anything that was manageable in the background sometimes lets loose because of the hormones and how important things play with our gut or with our mind or with that hormonal imbalance. And how are women really supposed to, I mean, when it comes to bipolar, you can really recognize those things. I hear a lot more of people our age, or I'm not sure how old you are, but our age being diagnosed with ADHD and all of these other things. Are that because it was already underlying previously, we never discussed it back in the day, or is it just because they have their cup is empty?
I think that's a good question. And I think it's a combination of both. You're right. You know, when I was diagnosed back, seems like such a long time ago, back in 1998, it was not like it is today, where we have made a tremendous amount of progress, especially overcoming COVID. Mental health has really been something that we have reluctantly begun to talk about. And we have begun to understand that it is something that we need to address and we need to talk about and we need to make room for. But in 1998, that was not the case. So it was still something that was very much taboo. It was just not something that you brought up. And it was, and if you did end up with a mental illness, you talk to it with your best friend or your mom or your sister, but you certainly didn't take it outside of the house.
No.
Well, now today, people are even, they're even more willing to say it's a national problem. It is a family problem. Yeah. It's not just an individual problem. It's something we need to address. And so with that being the case, more and more people are feeling the freedom to come forward and say, you know what? I've been smiling on the outside, but that's a pasted on smile. And on the inside, I'm depleted. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. I cry myself to sleep at night. And I tell the Lord, I really just need you to help me to make it one more day, because I can't do this anymore. And so more and more women, men, children are coming to the forefront and they're saying, I need help. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. And so they're getting diagnosed and they're getting the help that they need. And you're right. Many times it's in a place of they are completely depleted. When they get to my office, it's like, I couldn't wait one more day. I couldn't wait one more day. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you, because it was impossible in my own accord to go one more day. I needed you today. And oftentimes they felt like, I've needed you for 6 months, you know? And so it's been an awesome experience to be able to share with women and men alike and children my story. And I don't hold back. I'm honest. And I let them know from the first time they meet me, hey, you know what? I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, with psychosis at the age of 28. And so I get it. I understand. And I just want to encourage you that we're going to hold hands and we're going to walk this journey together, and you're going to experience freedom from the demons that hold you back. And God's going to allow you to find that same healing that I have today.
That's so amazing. Like, goosebumps. So good, because you know, that's what God wants for you. Right. Yes. And again, it's humbling ourselves to ask him to bring alongside the people who have the knowledge and who have the willpower and who have God's guidance, so that they can make these steps more attainable. And but it is for us to humble ourselves, humble our pride, and be willing to step out and ask for help. Like, and that's so hard for women and so many, and men, let's not kid ourselves. Men are just as bad, but we need to be reaching out and asking for help and humbling ourselves to say so that we're setting an example for our children. You can see those transitions, you know, from our generation to our parents' generation. And 1998 would have been a tough sort of 1989 or 98. Again, when we were kids, there was institutions. So really, we didn't talk about it. Right. And so as we aged into our mid-20s, we're mid-children and things like that, you've got such this transition of helping people in the community, but then getting people out there now to teach or help and help with these really big issues like bipolar. I find now that it's getting people trained to teach, because, or people licensed as a psychologist or a therapist, there's just not enough to go around. And here in Canada, it's very difficult to find a Christian-based therapist or a Christian-based social worker or Christian-based anything. And that's okay. It's both. You just want to have to take what you can get. But it's nice to have that someone's going to come along behind you and pray with you or have you covered in prayer, which is, you know, so important. Yeah,
I am very blessed. Now, not everyone is open to hearing my story in the Christian form. Not everyone is open to the idea of a higher power. And so I have to respect, which I would in any situation anyway, I'm not going to force you to believe like I do. That's a personal choice and it's a personal conviction. So there are people who tell me, you know what, check your Christianity at the door. And I respect that. And so in those situations, we talk about coping skills and we talk about self-care and we talk about healing and we talk about health and we talk about practices and behavioral changes and habit changes. But on the occasion that you give me the opportunity to share my faith, then you're definitely going to hear about the internal struggle and the fight with Jamie to overcome the bipolar disorder and the fight with the fact that I was a Christian who was making unbelievably horrible decisions that hurt my kids and hurt myself and hurt my faith and hurt my God. And you're going to hear the raw regret and you're going to hear the unbelievable gratefulness that I have that God was able to pick me up out of the muck and the mire. And he was able to help me to find the strength to love myself again and to forgive myself and to ask for forgiveness from my family and my children and to be able to say, you can do that too. He has that for you too. Absolutely. A blessing. It's a blessing when I get to do that, when I get to, as a therapist, be able to say, let's walk this Christian journey together.
Yeah, that's such a blessing. Like, so good. It's like, it is so good. And what an internal struggle. I'm not going to lie to you, because it is that God is miraculous. God is Alpha the Omega. He can do anything. And it is a fine balance when you don't have a complete healing. You're not healed. And that is a big, massive struggle when you are a faith miracle believing Christian. And you know, there's many that'll, you know, you cast out demons here, you pour oil here, and then it's like, okay, let's slow down, let's pray over this, let's find the right people. And that's just really, really hard for a lot of people. And it is so vitally important that you shared your story, because this is exactly the struggle that we have internally, even with the simplest of problems sometimes when we're Christians, right?
Yes.
And it is about humble. It's about giving ourselves grace, and it's about loving ourselves again. And it's just that, because it can be very, very hard, and we get emotional about it, right? When it's, you know, when God hasn't provided what we wanted, not providing what he wants. So, he is providing what he wants, but not providing what we want. So,
and you're right. That was where I struggled with the understanding that, yes, I am bipolar, is this is not supposed to happen to a Christian. This is not supposed to happen to a born again believer who believes God and has faith in God for a healing. It's not supposed to go that way. And it did. It was part of God's plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your journey and your sharing and your wisdom is there in place, such as Paul with his thing in his side, his little stitchy thing that he has. It's because you are part of his message. You are part of the discipleship, right? Yes. You're called to a greater purpose, which is hard, right? Which is so hard. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I definitely need to get this book. Where can we find it? And we're going to have all this in the show notes, but where can we find it?
So you can find it in two places at least. But the two places I suggest are either Amazon, Amazon.com, or leadershipbooks.net. Either one of those two places have the availability to purchase it. And again, it's called Lucretia, Memoir of a Manic Woman. And I think the best way to look it up is by putting in just simply Lucretia. That is the title that it goes by. Lucrecia, Lucretia.
There we go. Beautiful. Well, I'll make sure I add that on there, and I have everything. And it's so incredible. Do you know what would be fun is if you did it Audible, but you did it and have that.
What a great idea. Actually, in the works, there is a workbook, And then there is also a video teaching of the workbook
Oh,
that's in the works.
it's in the
Yes.
works. It's so perfect because, again, it's just these really understanding at what point are we going to need help? Are we what levels of illness are we at? How do we process? How do we walk through this? But even from a faith point of view, how are we going to process this?
Yes.
It's a lot, and I'm just so thankful, Jamie, that you have really stepped and answered the call of God in your life because it's probably so much bigger than you ever anticipated.
Yeah, you have no idea. I mean, I wake up sometimes and I say, okay, Lord, like, how are you going to use me today? And sometimes I'm kind of scared to find out because you're right. I would never have asked God to bless me with a mental illness and then tell me to go spread the word about the healing that I went through and actually be so vulnerable as I was in my book to be transparent about the things that I did that I had to ask forgiveness for and to be healed of. No, I never would have asked God to allow me to do any of those things. It wouldn't have been my plan.
I always say, be careful what you ask for, you know? Knock and the door will be answered. Ask and he will answer, right? And I forget how that exactly goes right now, but you have to be careful what you ask for because he
Yes.
has a sense of humor. So,
That is so true. That is so true. Absolutely.
oh, Jamie, such a blessing, honestly, because it's a very, very important topic. It's a very important topic. And I'm just so blessed and honored to have met you. What is one word of wisdom or a word of wisdom that you just live upon?
So, my faith is what takes me from one day to the next. And when I think about what God has done in my life, it has been a situation where what he has taught me over and over and over again is to trust him and trust his plan. And that's what the word of wisdom that I would give to
Trust
everyone.
his plan.
Trust God's plan in your life, even in the times where you look around and you say, God, I'm trusting you. I don't understand. I don't understand. Trust him anyway, because he is making the way. And the big thing that I am learning today is there is a purpose in the waiting.
It's very, very true, right? Very true. That's so amazing. I'm so glad that you answered. Thank you so much, Jamie, for sharing your heart and your journey with us today on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where we are all trying to help you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has created you to be. Thank you for joining us today.